Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is hour number 3 of the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we've got a tremendous hour coming up for you as we're getting you set for everything that we're going to be seeing in the rest of the NBA Finals in about 15 minutes as we've got Tanner Kern of DraftKings joining me. He does an absolutely amazing job on that front. We'll get his reaction from Game 1, turn it forward to Game 2 and beyond. If there's anything that he likes overall for the series, we're going to be discussing that with Tanner in about 15 minutes. And then in about 30 minutes with Tanner, we're going to be taking a little bit more of a look at the MLB card as well. So we've got all 30 teams in action. So I'm going to try to hit you guys with as many winners for this MLB card for Friday as possible as the NBA Finals. They're off on Friday, and we're getting set for the Stanley Cup Final as well, which we broke down in hour number 1 with one of our good friends, Ian McMillan, but on a little bit of hiatus there as well. So baseball comes to the forefront on Friday. I wish I had more for you in terms of the French Open as well. We actually hit with Mr. Guillaume Monfils a few days ago, which that was just one where I took a look at the board. I saw plus 300 on Mr. Monfils. Remember that he's had some good results, and we were able to get the job done there, so I was feeling very good about that. Probably the lone tennis winner that I'm going to be cashing for quite a while, but hopefully we can cash some winners when it comes to the MLB front as we took a look at the American League in the last segment. How about if we take a look at the National League here, and let's take a look at a total that I think is a little bit too high. 957-958 on the betting board. It is the Atlanta Braves. They hit the road face off against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Merrill Kelly goes for the Saints, and Charlie Morton is on the bump for the Bravos. Total on this game is 9, and it is heavily juiced to the over. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves, they're in between minus 122 to minus 130 favorites, and we're between plus 105 to plus 112 is your number on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I do like this total under. With Charlie Morton, he's actually been able to do a relatively respectable job thus far this season, as for Mr. Morton, his strikeout numbers are still very solid, despite the fact that he is long in the tooth at 39 years old. He's still been able to generate right in the neighborhood about 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. So with Charlie Morton, the one roll of the dice that you always have with him is always the walks, because he has been giving out right around about 3.7, 3.8 walks per 9 innings. So that's been a little bit of an issue for him, but by and large, has been able to do a solid job on that front. He is also doing a good job of being able to limit some of the hard contact as well. That could sometimes be a little bit of an issue for Charlie Morton thus far this season. He's been giving up a little bit less at home run per nine innings, and last year was not good on the road. Charlie Morton was posting up about a 5.72 ERA. This year, that's been more on three. He's actually been better on the road than he has been at home. Meanwhile, you got Merrill Kelly, who is always better at home than he is on the road. This has just been showing through since the dawn of time, essentially, for Merrill Kelly. This year has been a little bit of a switcheroony, but I always say that when you take a look at a player, you want to be using their career splits rather than just a one-year sample size, because with Merrill Kelly, he just throughout his career has been able to have an ERA nearly a full point better at home rather than on the road. Not sure how, but he always does a better job of just having a little bit more command at home. 3.39 home ERA for his career compared to more like a 4.34 ERA for his career on the road. And on the road, he's actually given up more home runs per nine innings by about 25% or so. So pretty substantial number there. Both of these bullpens are relatively equal, though I will say for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they are dealing with that injury to Joe Mantiply. But I take a look at the Diamondbacks and I just expect a little bit of regression, something that I use for my handicapping when it comes to taking a look at these teams and how they're performing in general, is I always go to Baseball Savant, take a look at the expected batting average, take a look at the expected slugging, things of this nature. And if you take a look at things, you've got a case where with the Arizona Diamondbacks, you've got them as one of the top teams in terms of expected batting average, not necessarily matching up with their actual batting average, as the Arizona Diamondbacks have a lot of guys like Gabriel Moreno. You're able to throw in there someone like a Dominic Fletcher, even a guy like a Corbin Carroll that have been hitting a little bit above their skis as far this season, as their batting average overall for the year is a 262. Expecting a batting average is more around a 248, and I do think that we're going to see a little bit of a fall off there. And for the Diamondbacks, they have been not necessarily hitting for a ton of power at home, but they've been able to hit for a lot of average. And what I think is really interesting about Arizona is that over the last few seasons, it's a case where the Arizona Diamondbacks have been one of the lesser teams in the big leagues when it comes to home runs per game when they're at home rather than on the road, where they've been one of the better teams. And that's been manifesting this year. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves got a lot of mashers for this team, as you've now got six different guys that have been able to give you at least 10 home runs thus far this season, with Matt Olson being at the forefront. He's been able to supply 17 bombs. And then you've got a pair of guys in Sean Murphy, Ronald Acuña Jr., along with their 11 home runs thus far this season. They've been able to also give you north of a 390 on base. With the Atlanta Braves, you really just don't get a single break whatsoever with this team. Now, for the Atlanta Braves, bullpen has been a little bit up and down with this team. A.J. Minter and company have had a little bit of a rough go of it, but I do like the way that the Atlanta Braves have their lineup stacked. You get Rossy Iglesias back, who he had that not-so-great ninth inning against the Oakland A's, where he gave up a trio of walks, and then he had the error that costed them the game in that one. But I do think that for the Atlanta Braves, they should be able to give you a solid performance here, like the way that Charlie Morton is performing overall. So it's a case where I did set the Braves more around about a minus 126 on the money line, mostly seeing between about minus 120 to a minus 125. Wouldn't want to lay a whole heck of a lot more, but want to take a shot on the money line. I do think that Merrill Kelly is going to be able to give a good performance. Arizona seems to be playing a little bit more pitcher-friendly last few seasons in terms of not yielding a lot of deep balls. So looking at the under and looking at the Atlanta Braves on the money line. How about if we take a look at a team that just could not get a lot of offense going in May, and I think that we're going to see a lot more of it in June. 9.53, 9.54 on the board. The St. Louis Cardinals are going to be on the road facing off against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rolnsy Contreras is going to be going for the Buccos, and Captain Jack Flaherty is on the bump for St. Louis. We are seeing a little bit of line movement here, as the St. Louis Cardinals, they're in between minus 125 to minus 134 favorites, and between about a plus 110 to a plus 119. Your number on Pittsburgh, total on this game. Most places opened it up at a 9. Now we're seeing this become 9.5 in a lot of spots. You still have a straight 9 at DraftKings, but seeing a lot of 9.5s on the board shaded down to the under, and I like the under at 9. I like it even more at 9.5. And the reason why is that you've got a Pittsburgh Pirates team that was dead last in the National League at total runs and runs per game in the month of May. Jack Swinitzky has been able to give you 11 home runs thus far this season and has been able to give you a relatively respectable on base, but this Pittsburgh Pirates team was hitting right around at 220 in the month of May. Just not too terrific in general. Andrew McCutchen, solid job of being able to move the line in general. And, I mean, if there is good news, there were a couple teams that hit worse than them in terms of batting average. My beloved Milwaukee Brewers, who can't seem to hit on the road to save their lives, was certainly one of them. But for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 19 home runs overall in the month of May. The only team that had fewer home runs, the Cleveland Guardians. So, not too great on that front. Meanwhile, they are going to be going up against a bunch in the St. Louis Cardinals that has been interesting to gauge because they play in a little bit more of a pitcher's ballpark in St. Louis, but they're averaging right around 5.5 runs per game at home compared to 4.1 on the road. I do think that there is going to be some positivity coming the way of the St. Louis Cardinals when they are on the road because you've just got so many mashers and you've got a lot of guys that are starting to get online for this team as you've got Paul Goldschmidt, who has not necessarily supplied the power that he has in past years, but he's still giving you about a 390 on base. This is a guy that also terrorizes lefties, and with Ronsi Contreras, while he is a righty, I don't think that he's going to be going deep in this game. They utilized him out of the bullpen in his last appearance for a two-inning, like, long relief appearance. I have no idea what's going on here with them, but it's clear that Ronsi Contreras has sort of fallen out of favor a little bit for this year. He's a young 23-year-old that I think has a lot of upside, but just has not been able to develop in general and just has not been great in general in terms of being able to really ascend because, I mean, when he came up last season, was very bullish on him. He was able to get some nice strikeout numbers. That's down to 6.2 strikeouts of 4 walks per 9 innings thus far this season. He's got a 4.33 ERA and an even higher fielding independent, more around a 4.54. Meanwhile, for Jack Flaherty, the walks have been nightmarish, to say the least, as he's been giving up right around 5 walks per 9 innings. But for Flaherty, it just seemed like he's starting to find his sea legs. 3 runs or fewer surrendered in each out of his last 4 games. He's been able to do a good job of limiting the deep ball, so getting right around 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. And it does feel like he is starting to turn the corner just a little bit more, as he gave up just 1 walk in his last start against the Cleveland Guardians, one of his best starts of the entire season. And he's allowed just 4 runs over the course of his last 3 starts as a whole as well. So it does feel like he's starting to find it there. And both of these bullpens have been relatively solid this year. Not going to call them locked down or anything like that. But I mean, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 9th in the league in terms of bullpen ERA. St. Louis Cardinals hovering more in the neighborhood of 11th. And with the Pittsburgh Pirates, you've had David Benarbe, a really good reliever for this bunch. And in general, you do have quite a few guys that they're able to do a solid job of holding down the fort, much like a guy with Holder in his name. Colin Holderman, along with Jose Hernandez, guys like this, giving you right around a sub-3.3 ERA. Dory Moretta has been able to do a solid job. And for Ryan Elsley, it's been a little bit dicey at the closer spot, but Giovanni Gallegos has been a good setup, man. You've been able to get a little bit of length as well out of someone like a Drew Verhagen. So I do like the St. Louis Cardinals in the spot. Willing to lay up to a minus 132 in terms of their money line, and I just cannot really trust in the Pittsburgh Pirates to be able to generate runs until we see a little bit more consistency on this offense. They've had a lot of guys just fall off the wagon in general with this regard, and the Pirates ballpark a little bit more pitcher friendly as well. So going to be taking a look at this 9 to 9.5 under to go along with the Cardinals money line. And coming up next, let's take a look at the NBA Finals with Tanner Kern of DraftKings right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the sports betting network. And it is great to be joined by this man. Tanner Kern does absolutely incredible work at DraftKings. Does a great job on the front of football, basketball, baseball, you name it, he does it. And Tanner, it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Greg, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Always appreciate you. And Tanner, what did you make out of game one of the finals? Because to me, it really wasn't anything shocking. I thought that the Miami Heat, coming off of having to play a seventh game in Boston, that it was going to be a rough go of it. And honestly, I think the most shocking part to me was that the final score wasn't even more lopsided, because there's a point where the lead reached 20, and I felt like that's more indicative of how the game was, because it felt like the Denver Nuggets were a better team by more like 20 or so points, rather than the final differential.
And Greg, it really shouldn't have been shocking. When you look at this Miami Heat team, and we've been saying it throughout the entire postseason, they're not that good. I'm going to say they're a little bit fraudulent. And yes, I want to give them credit for getting to the NBA Finals. They've done a tremendous job. But let's look back at their playoff resume. They barely made it out of the play-in tournament. They beat the Bucks when Giannis was injured. That gave them momentum, and they found a way to win that series. And then against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston literally handed them multiple games. They said, hey, you take this game. We don't want to win it. And everyone was saying the Heat were, you know, this team's really good, right? But I don't believe in the Disney movie narrative. I believe in the numbers and the stats. And most of the time, they back up what actually happens on the floor. And tonight, we saw that. Caleb Martin was not that good. He shot 70% in Game 7 against Boston. Tonight, he was a little bit of a no-show. He's not going to shoot 70% forever. He's not going to shoot 50% from the three-point line forever. We saw that tonight, right? He reverted back to the mean. We saw this entire Heat team revert back to the mean, because the bottom line is it's Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and then a bunch of undrafted free agents. That's what I look at the Miami Heat team as, and I want to give them credit for getting here. I'm not taking anything away from them, but they had the perfect storm to get here. Everything fell into place, and the Nuggets are absolutely a better team, and their run will end here. They have no answer for Nikola Jokic's size down low. They have no answer for Jamal Murray on the perimeter. They just can't simply defend everything that the Nuggets are throwing at them, and it really wasn't a surprise. I laid the point with Denver tonight, and it worked out.
Yep, and if I had a dollar for every time I've heard the phrase Heat culture over the last 2 weeks, I think that I could just step away from having to do anything that would earn me money for the rest of my life, because it certainly has been something that has been coming up quite a bit. And I do take a look at Game 2, and I think that this could be a little bit more of a bounce-back spot for the Miami Heat. Not necessarily to win outright, but currently we're finding a line of 9, which is similar to what we saw in Game 1. And I did think that Game 1 was more of a butt-kicking than it represented in terms of the actual final score of 104-93, but I do think that the Miami Heat should be a little bit more acclimated, a couple more days in elevation, that should be yielding some better results for them. I do think that Eric Spoelstra is a heck of a coach, and I would give him a slight coaching advantage here. I do think that there might be a little bit more intrigue in the spread in game number 2 rather than game number 1, and I'm willing to bank on Max Strus not getting as many points as the two of us, which is 0.
Yeah, I mean, Max Strus was terrible tonight. Caleb Martin was terrible tonight, right? Jimmy Butler said in the Celtics series that these role players, they're regular guys, like they're star players. But we obviously saw tonight that they're not. Like Caleb Martin, again, shot 70% from the field against Boston in Game 7, but he's realistically like a 35% three-point shooter. Like we're not going to get those guys in this series. But again, I do like Miami to bounce back. Because you look at what they did tonight. They made runs late, and it almost looked like they were going to find a way to cover. The score does not reflect how dominant the Nuggets were tonight, because they did allow Miami to crawl back in the game, but credit to them, they found a way to bounce back. I would go with Miami here. I do think, you know, like you said, Max Strus is going to be better. I think Caleb Martin's going to be better. I don't know if you're going to get the same scoring performance out of Bam Adebayo. He was pretty good, but Jimmy Butler should be more efficient from the field, so I like Miami here. I think the Nuggets are continue to roll, but at the same time, too, he got to step up a little bit. I don't think they're going to get blown out in every game in the series, so I would lean more towards them with points here.
And I do agree with you there, as Tanner Kern, who does great work at DraftKings, is joining me right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And I did think that it was a little bit lofty that the Denver Nuggets were minus 400 to be able to win the series coming in, and I mean, I thought that it was a appropriate price. It was just one of those cases where it's like, yeah, I don't necessarily have a lot of reason to be laying this big of a number. I would like to find a way to be able to mitigate the juice a little bit more. And now the series, it is even more demonstrative than this. Is there any way that you're looking to attack the series as a whole, whether it comes to any sort of futures, maybe like an alternate game spread, anything like that?
So, you know, going back to the game spread, it was -1.5 in favor of the Nuggets, and that was like -180 juice. And that's just simply something I don't want to play there. -2.5, you're only getting it for about +110. So I really stayed away from futures, and I decided to commit to props in this series and spreads when I feel like playing them. Tonight, I went with the Nuggets. I'll potentially go with the Heat at +9. If I don't like that, I'll honestly stay away there. But when I look at series props moving forward, something to look at now is exact correct score. So exact correct score could be very, very valuable moving forward.
Yep. I do agree with you there. Go ahead.
So
When it comes to the exact correct score, by the way, that you were mentioning, the Nuggets to be able to win by a count of 4-1, that's at +215, and the Nuggets at +330. And I think that that's something that is very appealing, because you mentioned it. If you even go with a game spread of like -2.5, you're barely finding that at a plus price. And if you think that it's going to be some sort of a gentleman's sweep, I think that that might be a good way to be able to take a look at it.
Yeah, I think 4-1, 4-2 in that range. You can honestly go with both and find a way to profit there. I like 4-1 based on what I saw tonight. Going into the series, I was more looking at potentially a 4-2. I thought that he could do something. I only think they steal one game. Take that 4-1 here. I do believe Denver's going to win game two. The Heat should steal one at home. I don't know which one it's going to be yet, but I know Jimmy Butler's going to have that Jimmy Butler game where he drops 40 points and he does lead the Heat to a win. So there's going to be their victory at home. And then when it comes down to it, game five should be that closeout game for Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. So that's the best way to attack the series props right now. And then again, I think prop betting is probably going to be your best bet and your most profitable option throughout this series.
Yep, no question about it, because I do take a look at these props that are on the board for game number three as well. So you've already got the player props out there in terms of points, rebounds, what have you. And I was thinking coming into game one that a lot of unders were going to be a good option, because I was taking a look at someone like Mr. Martin, who had been doing a great job in that Boston Celtics series. And typically in the prop market, you want to be buying low and selling high on a lot of these guys. And he went under on darn near everything. So that was very valuable. And you just take a look at this series and feel like maybe some of these props are a little bit too elevated in terms of scoring, because I thought that the 219 total that we saw in game number one, that was a little bit too high at 214 and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think that we're getting to more of a appropriate number when it comes to the total. But just with the way that the Miami play in general, which is one of the slowest just tempos in general in the NBA, I do think that there is a lot of value to take a look at some of these unders, whether that be a full game or some of these player props.
Yeah, unders have been very lucrative for the Miami Heat this season just because of the way they play basketball, as you said. I think when you look at this series overall, if you believe the Miami Heat can stay in it, it's really going to lead to an under, because they're going to require the Nuggets to not score as much. Now, how do you stop Nikola Jokic? That's the question. I don't know if Miami's going to have the team to do that or the strategy to do that, quite frankly. But unders are definitely a move if you like Miami to be in the series. Now, honestly, unders could be the move if you don't like Miami to be in the series, because they're not going to be able to hang with the Nuggets, and that's going to lead to an under as well. As we saw tonight, Denver came out. They were very efficient from the field. They did everything that was needed for them, and Miami was unable to hang with them, which ultimately led to an under here. So I think unders are going to be your best bet in this series for props-wise. You obviously want to look at Nikola Jokic assists, Nikola Jokic points, Nikola Jokic rebounds, because that's what he does, right? I don't see the Heat finding a guy that's going to shut him down. As good as Bam Adebayo was on offense, it did not affect him. It did not affect Nikola Jokic on defense tonight when he was playing, right? Nikola Jokic was able to find assists all over the floor. He was able to score when he wanted to, and he got his rebound. So another triple-double from him, that's something to look at. Jamal Murray is locked in. And then I think if you want to bet something for the Heat, it's going to be Jimmy Butler points, because the Jimmy Butler game is coming at some point. We don't know when it's going to be. It wasn't tonight, but my bet would be to have Jimmy Butler bounce back in game two. So potentially look at that prop market there.
And advice as well is take a look at just the juice that you get in terms of some of the specific Nikola Jokic rebound assist props as well, because I'm seeing his triple-double, yes, is a minus 135. If you're able to get like over 10.5 assists at more reasonable juice, that's something that you probably want to take a look at as well, because this guy been absolutely tremendous. And what else is tremendous is talking with Tanner Kern of DraftKings. He does a great job, a little bit of everything. We talked some NBA. Now let's dive into the Friday MLB card with him next, right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
And the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and new bettors are able to bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. All you need to do is go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code VEASAN when you sign up. As we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network. Great to be rejoined by Tanner Kern. He does absolutely tremendous work over at DraftKings, taking a look at a little bit of everything. And Tanner, this is a game that I was talking about a little bit earlier in the hour. It is the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals, with Captain Jack Flaherty on the mound. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they throw out their own Ronesy Contreras, and I think you're going where I'm going with this one. Total opened up at 9. Now we're seeing it at 9.5 in some spots. And with the Cardinals, they're right around about minus 130 to minus 133 or so favorites. Just a case where with the Pittsburgh Pirates, such a good start to the season, but they were the lowest scoring team in the National League. And man, I think that they're going to continue to struggle to score here in this one.
I do think they're going to continue to struggle to score, and I'm going to be on the Cardinals here. I look at Jack Flaherty on the mound. Has not delivered like we've expected Jack Flaherty to this season, but overall, I think he can get the job done against the Pittsburgh Pirates. You and me were just joking about this. There was a time when the Pirates were actually good at baseball, and that time has come and gone. So if I can get the price of the Cardinals at minus 130, it's obviously worth taking in this spot. Flaherty 4.81 compared to Ronzi Contreras with a 4.33. Both guys have similar whips. Contreras is slightly better here, but Flaherty owns the strikeout numbers, and I think that is where the Cardinals are going to shine in this spot here. Offensively, Cardinals have hit 76 home runs compared to the Pirates with 53. They have a slightly better OBP, better average, and they scored about 30 more runs this season. Have not been that good in their past five games, struggling against bad teams, so I don't want to say this is a lock by any means. But for minus 130, I'm going to take the Cardinals in this spot. 13-16 on the road, not good. But the Pirates aren't that good at home either at 12-13. So take a chance on St. Louis right now, because if I had to pick one of these teams, I'm going with the Cardinals.
Yep, and with the Pittsburgh Pirates as well, they were throwing Ronzi Contreras out of the bullpen last week as well. So got to wonder if you're going to be able to get necessarily great length there. And for Captain Jack Flaherty, not been a good year, but you know what? Three runs or fewer surrendered in each out of his last four starts, so perhaps he's turning a corner there. We are in lockstep on that one. Now let's dive into one where we might be disagreeing a little bit more, because that always makes things fun, as we've got the Washington Nationals going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. Zach Wheeland and Dylan Wheeler is on the bump for the Phillies, and Josiah Gray goes for the Nats. Nats are around plus 150 to plus 160, between minus 165 to high as a minus 190 is your number on the Philadelphia Phillies, and Josiah Gray is pitched above his head, no question about it. He's got a sub at 2.75 ERA, fielding independent is more around a 4, but with Zach Wheeler, he's always had his struggles on the road, and with the Philadelphia Phillies, it's one of those things where I need to see the offense develop a little bit of power before I'm willing to trust in them at this big of a number. Take me through this one, because I do think that with the Washington Nationals, certainly it's not a great team, but I like the fact that they don't strike out very much.
So I am willing to take the Phillies on the run line in this spot. And the main reason for that is I think Josiah Gray has gotten very lucky. His walks are tremendous. He walked six people two starts ago against the Detroit Tigers, went five innings, and only gave up three hits with one earned run. If you walk six guys in a start, it's going to come back to bite you in the you-know-what eventually. We can go back to two starts before that. He walked four people. Even his last start, he walked three people, right? So when I look at these numbers, he's gotten lucky. His ERA is only at a 2.77, which is pretty miraculous considering how high his walk rate is. The strikeout numbers aren't there. The thing about Zach Wheeler is the strikeout numbers are there. 76 Ks in 65 innings. So if he does get into trouble, I see him pulling himself out of it, especially against a weak Washington Nationals offense. When you look at the Nats, 44 homers compared to the Phillies at 56. So as bad as Philadelphia's offense has been this season, they've still shown up at a higher level than the Nationals. Same thing goes for slugging percentage, OBP, and all that. I'll take the Phillies against the Nationals on the run line here, just because they've dominated in the key categories. And I do think Josiah Gray is going to get he's going to get not bombed, but when you're walking people, you're going to get in trouble eventually. I think this is a good spot for it.
Yep, it could be one of those death by a million cuts sort of circumstance with him, as the Phillies do a good job of moving the line. They just need to find a little bit of power outside of Kyle Schwarber. And to your point on this game, it would be either a take on the run line of the favorite, or else you take the big plus money line price, because laying this sort of a number with the Philadelphia Phillies, it becomes a case where the juice sometimes is a little bit too much to squeeze, unless if you really think it's going to be a one-run game and that run line gets relatively lofty when you're taking a run and a half. So I do agree with you trying to reduce the juice there on the Philadelphia Phillies, as we do have Tanner Kern, who does great work over at DraftKings, joining me right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And when it comes to this total, I don't understand why it opened up at 8.5. We've got the Seattle Mariners taking on the Texas Rangers. Got John Gray, and as I like to call him, 55 Shades of John Gray, going for the Texas Rangers, and Luis Castillo on the bump for Seattle. And we have seen quite a few books go from an 8 to an 8.5, which I think is pretty much where this total should be. And with Seattle, they're between about minus 118 to a minus 120. When it comes to Seattle, I don't think that they're going to go to a 0-0 score going into the 10th inning like they did in their last game, but Been very impressed by Luis Castillo. For John Gray, I do think that there's negative regression coming for him. And with the Rangers, they certainly have been a high-scoring team. But I think there's a little bit of regression coming for this Rangers offense. And I like the way that Seattle has been able to roll with their bullpen as well.
Yeah, Gray has struggled keeping the ball in the yard, but I do like him to be decent in this spot. He's been decent all season, 1.1 whip. That's very good, 2.8 ERA. And he's going against Luis Castillo, who I like to call Baby Pedro, 2.69 ERA, the 0.99 whip. I got some nicknames too, Greg. You've been dominating tonight with the 50 Shades of Gray and the Captain
55 Shades of John Gray.
55 Shades, okay, there you go. So you got a lot of nicknames too, but I do like the under in this spot. We haven't seen the Mariners offense come to fruition yet this season, and Texas has been high scoring, but they're going to have trouble with Castillo. Castillo's amazing. He locates. He's got a good fastball, and his breaking ball is so hard to locate. So I think Texas, we're going to see a little regression offensively. Again, both these teams have very good power numbers, but the Mariners have struggled to get on base as well. So that gives John Gray an advantage right there. I'm going to play the under of 8.5 runs. I think this is just simply too high for the pitching matchup that you're getting and the fact that the Mariners offense has not come around yet.
Now, I don't have a bad nickname for this guy or anything like that, but I will say I do think that there's a pitcher in this matchup that is going to get taken hook, line, and sinker. Chris Bassett goes for the Toronto Blue Jays. I think you see what I did there. And for the New York Mets, it's Justin Verlander, not the guy that I think is going to be getting taken hook, line, and sinker, going for the Mets. And the Mets, they're between about a minus 135 to a minus 140 favorite. Total is about 8.5. Where do you stand on this one? Because with the Toronto Blue Jays, I take a look at the underlying numbers of Chris Bassett, and having watched him in person, he just does not seem to be comfortable with the pitch clock. His walks are up, his strikeouts are down, yet his ERA is relatively on par with what we've seen last season. Now, I will say, for Chris Bassett, last two starts, he has given up a combined 13 runs, so it does feel like that regression is starting to come. I think that the regression, it continues, though, here with the Mets team that finally feels like they've woken up with their bats.
Yeah, 11 home runs and 26 walks in 66 innings for Bassett. So that's the number to look at there. This is an over 8.5 smash it kind of game. When you look at Bassett, again, like you said, I think we're going to see a little bit of regression. We're starting to see that. We're starting to see the chink in the armor for him. And I do believe the Mets offense is going to wake up in this spot and continue to hit the baseball as we've seen over the past few games. And then you look at Justin Verlander. And with Justin Verlander, he's 2-2 with a 4.8 ERA. He's got 22 Ks on the season. Has not thrown a lot of innings, obviously, but he is getting hit. And that's kind of concerning if you're the Mets and you just signed Justin Verlander. When I look at him, he's been up and down. Some starts he's going to come out and be decent. Other starts he's going to give up 6 runs. So I'm going to bank on closer to the 6 runs against the Toronto Blue Jays. They got guys like Bo Bichette, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., Matt Chapman, guys that are hitting the ball all over the yard. And we were talking about before the show, I don't believe their offense has fully come to fruition yet either. They had 333 OBP, but only 64 home runs. And this team is way better than that number. So look for a lot of balls to be leaving the yard in the Bronx. I think both teams are going to contribute to this total, and it's going to get way over 8.5 runs early, and there's going to be a lot of runs scored often.
And being able to get Justin Verlander right around about a minus 135 or so, that's actually a cheap price, my opinion as well. Yep. Typically, when you see a former Cy Young Award winner at that price, that's something that you're going to be paying a little bit more of a tax for, and typically we have to pay a tax for great guests like you, Tanner, but you're able to cut us in once again. I always do appreciate the time. You do great work at DraftKings, breaking down a little bit of everything. And I know that you always do a great job of gauging both the NBA and the MLB front. So really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for having me. Let's see if the bets can hit.
Absolutely. Tanner Kern does absolutely tremendous work over at DraftKings. I know that he's one half of the Ride the Line podcast as well, which you're able to find that podcast wherever you find your podcasts. And coming up in the final segment of the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, we unfortunately don't have the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Final on Friday, but we've got a slate full of baseball. Going to give you guys some picks and my deep dive pick with regards to my write-up pick that I'm going to be doing on the MLB front for Friday right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Take your sports betting game to the next level this summer with a VSiN Pro subscription. You're able to sign up now for just $9.99 and you get access to everything that we do, including daily pro picks on all the summer action, including some NFL and college football futures to get you set for the fall, premium analysis, from our top team of handicappers and industry experts, 24/7 access to video and pro tools like our exclusive betting splits that show you where the public and the sharp money are going to give you an edge on every single game. Start betting smarter. You're able to visit vsin.com/subscribe and sign up now as we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Always great to be joined by Tanner Kern. And if you miss any of his picks or any of the picks made by any of us here at the network all day long, any of the guests that came on this show, any of the guests from previous shows, vsin.com/picks. We've got you covered there. And a little bit of a programming note that coming up next here on VSiN, we're going to have a special Best Bets edition to get you set for the Stanley Cup Finals. So that's going to be relatively solid as we're going to be getting the Stanley Cup Final going within the next 48 or so hours. And then after that, you get a replay of the Greg Peterson Experience before it is Follow the Money with Mitch Boss, Paul Howard to get you set for a great weekend of sports betting. That is from 4 a.m. Pacific to 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific. If you're out there on the East Coast, 7 to 10. So you got you guys covered there for everything you're at VSiN. And my job is to pretty much be your portal into what we're going to be getting in terms of a tremendous Friday and weekend of sports betting. And have no fear, I'll be with you tomorrow on VSiN Bet Prep as well. That'll be for the Saturday Bet Prep Show because I take the approach of Bill Belichick. No days off, and hopefully this team does not take a day off either. Colorado Rockies hit the road faceoff against the Kansas City Royals. 975, 976 on the betting board. As for the Royals, it is Jordan Lyles, and hopefully he does not take a day off of sucking as he goes for the Kansas City Royals. And you've got Chase Anderson on the bump for the Colorado Rockies. Total on this game is 9, shaded up to the over. And when it comes to the Kansas City Royals, they're in between minus 115 to minus 120, while you get a plus price on the Rockies between even money and plus 109. And my DK Nation write-up pick slash deep dive is on the Colorado Rockies money line. I was willing to lay up to about a minus 122 with them, and they've always had days when it comes to just the pitchers that you want to fade. Like, it used to be Homer Bailey day. It used to be Patrick Corbin day, which, hey, if you've been betting on Patrick Corbin this year, by the way, a little bit of a side note, you've actually made some money as he's been able to cash you some tickets. So that has been nice. Jordan Lyles has not cashed you any tickets. As for the Kansas City Royals, they have trotted out their Jordan Lyles 11 times thus far this year. Guess how many of those 11 starts they have lost? That's right, 11. 10 of which have been by multiple runs. Now, granted, typically they're not facing off against the Colorado Rockies at home, as the Colorado Rockies, here's a shocker, playing at elevation. They've got some pretty demonstrative home and road splits. Not all teams can be the Denver Nuggets or anything like that, but still, even with them going to and from elevation, their road record is better than the home record of the Kansas City Royals. And the Kansas City Royals at the end of the year should really be sending a nice, generous fruit basket or something to the Oakland A's from deflecting from the fact that they stink on ice, too. I mean, this is a Royals team that's on pace for north of 105 losses. Been not so great for them, to say the least. And while Jordan Lyles stinks, and I mean, boy, I mentioned the fact that Jordan Lyles says had a rough go of it in terms of record. Let's dive into some of the actual numbers. 7.30 ERA thus far this season. 4 runs or more surrendered in 10 straight starts. Now, we talk about these fadeable pitchers year in and year out. I can't remember Patrick Corbin, Homer Bailey, or anything like that having 10 consecutive games where they gave up 4-plus runs. I mean, it's really bad. Maybe when you add out there, man, I am forgetting the guy for the Nationals that was just so bad last year that it's not even funny. I'm sure that that name is going to be coming to me in a second, but I mean, maybe he did, but this is a really, really... Yoan Doan. Oh, yes. How could I forget how bad Yoan Doan was last year, but I don't even think he had a run where he gave up 4-plus runs in 10 straight starts. That's where we are at with Jordan Lyles, right around 2.3 home runs per 9 innings, 3 walks per 9, and he has to face off against the Colorado Rockies team that they're not doing the world's greatest job of being able to supply home run power, but you've got guys that are able to move the line for the team. They're hitting about a 238 on the road, which it's not great, but it's actually better than what they have been in the last few seasons. As now you've got Randall Grichuk back at the fold. He and Elias Diaz, they've been able to hit well north of a 300 thus far this season. Been able to get a little bit of production recently out of some of these guys, like a Charlie Blackman. Now, Chris Bryant, he's a little bit banged up right now. That does hurt the seam a little bit. But Harold Castro, he's been able to do a solid job. He's hitting about a 280 for the seam as well. Mike Moustakas is back in the fold. That should be able to give the seam a little bit more boom power as well, though. He has gotten very, very ancient very, very fast. Meanwhile, for the Kansas City Royals, been a really rough state of the affairs for this offense as well, because not only do they have Jordan Lyles on the mound, not only do they have a bullpen that is currently 28th in the league in terms of ERA, with having so many guys that are struggling for this bullpen, as Josh Chamon is back up to about a 4-5 in terms of his ERA. It's been a bad state of affairs for Jose Cuas, Taylor Clark. Now, we'll say that Aroldis Chapman has not been too bad for this team, but and you just have so many guys that they just can't reach base for this team. I've been relatively impressed by what we've been able to get out of Salvador Perez, 12 home runs, hitting about a 285. And then Bobby Witt Jr., along with Vinny Pescantino, both of these guys have a combined 19 home runs thus far this season. But where Bobby Witt Jr., he's got a 265 on base. Got Kyle Isbell on the injured list, and that's not very sad for this team, as he was hitting just a 209, as you've currently got Hunter Dozier, Jackie Bradley Jr., Nate Eaton, Drew Waters, all these guys hitting at 215 or lower. Freddie Freeman, after he had a rock-solid start to the season, he's come downward. And for the Colorado Rockies, it's not like they've been the world's greatest bullpen or anything like that, especially when Pierce Johnson is out there, who's been absolutely terrible, because right now for the Colorado Rockies, they're about 24th in the league in terms of bullpen ERA. But considering half their games are at Coors Field, it's not terrible, because you've got a few guys like Brent Suter, along with Jake Bird, Daniel Bard, that have been able to give you a sub-250 ERA, been able to get some pretty solid pitching out of Brian Hand as well. So I do like what these guys have been able to do. Just, once again, Pierce Johnson, you got to be avoiding that guy, and he did pitch yesterday, so that means that you should be able to avoid him in this spot. And I do think that you're going to be able to get a rock-solid performance out of Chase Anderson. Now, Chase Anderson is due in for some regression, because a .131 ERA is hard to sustain for a guy like Bob Gibson, let alone Chase Anderson. But for one, he gets to go up against his Royals team, as, once again, dead last in the league in terms of on-base percentage. Less than savory there. And for Chase Anderson, he's on the fountain of youth this year. Now, if you take a look at his numbers from 2020 to 2022, so the last 3 years, a little bit of a journeyman, as he was with the Reds, he was with the Toronto Blue Jays, the Philadelphia Phillies. Before that was a stalwart with the Milwaukee Brewers, but he was posting up an ERA that was right around a 681. Fielding independent was a full point lower, so he was getting a little bit unlucky in this time span, but was giving out right around 4 walks per 9 innings. Thus far this season, between his time with the Colorado Rockies along with the Tampa Bay Rays, he's been getting just 4.4 strikeouts per 9 innings. So he's not been able to get any whiffs, but I mean, 2.5 walks per 9 innings. He's got an ERA of a 1.31, which, once again, due in for lots of regression. But I mean, even with a regression, Chase Anderson, even with the Colorado Rockies having to hit the road, I still trust in them a whole heck of a lot more than Jordan Lyles, who has been the biggest constant in Major League Baseball. And the constant with him is just giving up copious amounts of runs. My write-up pick, that is going to be on the Colorado Rockies on the money line. And when it comes to the total, I do think that Chase Anderson is going to give up some runs. And, well, Jordan Lyles has been money in the bank for doing that. So set my total at 9.7, getting a 9. I'm going to be taking a look at the over, and I'm going to be willing to take the money line of the Colorado Rockies. And that does lead into a little bit of a VSiN pro tip. I mentioned in hour number one, when we had Ian McMillan of the Bacon Bets podcast, along with Betside, his coverage on as well, VSiN.com/subscribe. You're able to sort these by show and by sport. And it's just pretty much the mentality of, if you do think that a guy is going to progress slash regress, but it's been a little bit of a slog for them, or it's been a little bit above average, don't bet on it until you actually see it. Because, I mean, there's a lot of regression slash progression candidates that are out there in Major League Baseball, but I mean, you don't want to be taking like 4 losses banking on regression and it doesn't come, and then you try to celebrate the one win or anything like that. When you just see that first signs, then you start to pounce on it. I do think that to bet on it, you need to see a little bit of it come up first, and something that you always want to bank on, Follow the Money, which is going to be coming your way 4 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern, and you've got some best bets for the Stanley Cup coming up next on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Responsible sports betting starts with a game plan. That means stick to a budget. Keep it social by playing with friends. Learn the game and know the odds. Play with trusted legal operators. And if you need help, reach out. If you're getting in on the action, visit haveagameplan.org to learn more.
New to VSiN? The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription. Get limited access to VSiN Pro articles and Pro tools like the betting splits, the VSiN daily email, and our introductory betting guide. Plus, when you sign up today, you'll automatically be entered to win a free VSiN Pro annual subscription, a $240 value. Sign up for your free VSiN subscription today at vsin.com/subscribe. VSIN/subscribe.
This is VSiN, the sports betting network. We are a network of sports betting analysts, writers, hosts, and handicappers here to make you a more confident bettor. We broadcast live from Las Vegas, the sports betting capital of the world, every day to provide you with sports betting insight and analysis you can't find anywhere else. Our shows can be heard live on streaming platforms and radio stations all across the country. VSiN.com has the latest in sports betting news, betting splits, analysis, and picks. We have over a dozen daily and weekly podcasts to help you as a sports bettor. If you become a VSiN Pro subscriber, you'll have access to our 24/7 video stream, betting guides ahead of every season and major event, picks sent to your inbox every morning, and so much more. To learn more, head to VSiN.com and see all that VSiN has to offer. That's VSIN.
If you didn't catch Follow the Money, here's what you missed.
All right, so the way that the Premier League operates, Paulie, and they play all their games at the same exact time on the final day of the regular season is magical. It's actually something that American sports leagues have kind of done and adjusted to over the years as well, and it's awesome. Usually, how it goes, like in week 18 of the NFL's regular season, so many games at 10 o'clock out here Pacific time, then a bunch of games same time at 125. But with all that drama, who's going to get relegated, it came down to Leicester City being involved, and they actually now go from being Premier League champs 7 years ago to now basically playing in the minor leagues.
Well, how about they finished in eighth place last year, too?
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Right.
About that fall from grace. You're right about the drama. They do it the right way.
Follow the Money, weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nobody gets more betting tips and plays than VSiN Pro subscribers. VSiN's hosts and guests are professional bettors, and now keeping up with their advice is easier than ever. With pro tips, VSiN experts give their best insight on air and online every show. And only VSiN Pro subscribers get them live and can check out our running list on VSiN.com anytime. Check out the Pro Tips section of VSiN.com and get the best of VSiN in one easy stop. VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN has a brand new podcast to help you bet baseball this season. This is Adam Burke, VSiN's senior MLB betting analyst, and my new podcast is called VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Each weekday morning, I go through the entire MLB card and give my thoughts on every game, including some of my best bets. I look at the analytics, pitching matchups, and much more to help you as a baseball bettor. Listen to VSiN Daily Baseball Bets on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN, the sports betting network.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.